It can talk to computers. It can talk to fax machines. It can talk. It fits in your briefcase. It fits in your business. It fits in your life. But the remarkable thing isn't just what it can do. It's what it can become. Introducing PowerBook Duo from Apple.
Hello, and welcome to the Cultcast, the best 30-plus minute Apple conversation you're going to hear all week long. I'm your host, Airfront Elijah. Joining me today, he just wants you to whisper to him. Oh, yeah, whisper so good. Leander Kenny is here.
Hi, Apple.
Hey, how's it going? I don't want to talk to you like that. I know what happens. Also joining us, he's so pretty, the circus tried to hire him as their bearded lady, Buster. Kinda's here.
Hey. That's a good one.
But he's a man, so he wasn't fit for that position.
They denied my application.
They denied your application once they found out your actual gender. But it makes sense. Upon seeing you, they would think that they're like, this is a woman with a beard. She's so beautiful. That's just the way Buster is. That's the way he was born. Yeah. Lots of good Apple news to talk about this week. Welcome to any of our new listeners. I should start saying this every episode because we have people listening from all over the place. The Cultcast covers each week's best Apple stories, but we don't just do it in some monotone voice. We do it with pizzazz. So welcome, wherever you're listening, welcome to the show. This week, we're going to be talking about the Apple TV. We're going to be talking about OS updates because we got updates galore this week. And also, if you stick around to the end, we're going to try and work in a little discussion about Future Day. As many of you probably know, that is a reference to Back to the Future, which just had a big, momentous day. Well, yesterday for us, because we're recording on a Thursday. But I want to get your guys' opinions on a couple things. So we will try to work in a little get to know your cultist towards the end, if we have time. So we better just hop right to it. Before we do, though, I want to say thank you to Squarespace for supporting this episode. Start building your website today at squarespace.com. Enter offer code CULTCAST at checkout to get 10% off. Squarespace, build it beautiful, and Squarespace is the place you want to go if you need a new website. Also want to thank SoftLayer for supporting this episode. Check it out. SoftLayer delivers cloud built for transparency. Your business applications and computational workloads are unique, so you should be using cloud resources that meet your specific needs. And SoftLayer is one of the only cloud providers that provisions dedicated servers and virtual servers from a single seamless platform, all on demand, all connected to the same open API, all connected to a global private network, and that allows you to scale your workloads up and down quickly and have ample space for your storage-intensive tasks. And all of our listeners have the opportunity to get $500 of cloud infrastructure by visiting softlayer.com/podcast, where you can order bare metal servers, virtual servers, storage, networking, security services, all from your choice of data center, and they have 24 data centers all around the world. And all of those servers and services are connected to SoftLayer's unique network of networks, which separate public, private, and management traffic, ensuring that traffic to and from your cloud infrastructure travels more efficiently. And you can automate and control your cloud infrastructure with a granular API. Check it out, softlayer.com/podcast, and get started with $500 off servers, storage, network, and security on a cloud built for transparency from SoftLayer. Thank you for supporting this episode, SoftLayer. Okay, guys. Buster, let's start with Apple TV.
Oh,
I was excited to hear. I've been so excited to get my hands on the Apple TV. It's anticipated in for me. What was that?
Leander has
one.
Yeah. You have the new one?
Yeah.
How did
we got to develop? We got to develop a preview. Well, Tim Cook actually came around.
was it like this?
Hey y'all, is El Kahaney here? I got something for him.
That's exactly what it was like.
That was a dramatic reenactment, but it turns out it was 100% accurate.
I wish you kept it, though. The thing is completely worthless.
Oh, really?
Well, the Siri stuff just doesn't work. It's crazy.
No.
It's almost like a parody of, like, bad Siri. You know, like, where it just does not understand a thing.
Yes.
And gets everything wrong.
You're kidding.
But oh, my goodness.
Do you think this has anything to do with the fact that it's still not fully baked? I mean, it's about to be.
Well, you know, I downloaded the GM, right? The Gold Master software.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I stuck that on and I put that on yesterday and I've been playing around with it. And, it's typical Siri. So sometimes it works great. And you say, hey, you know, find me all the Matt Damon movies. And it does.
Uh-huh.
But then you say, well, you know, show me the sci-fi ones. And it says, I'm sorry, I can't do that. You know, show me Jason Statham movies. Just the ones set in London or whatever. You know, like
Jason Statham?
Statham. I actually understood that.
If it understood you when you said that, that's actually pretty good.
Well, I know. I must admit, that's an extra wrinkle, right? When I completely bungle it. But I was trying to get it to play The Godfather, and it couldn't. I've got The Godfather in my library, you know, so. It did that. It loaded. I've got all the, you know, Godfathers 1 through something, whatever. Mm-hmm. I think I've bought the packets. I've got them all. And but then I said, you know, like play the movie. I'm sorry, I can't do that. You know, so I find it kind of frustrating. I don't know if I'm going to end up using it because it's like typical. You know, it's if you can't use it reliably all the time, you just won't use it at all.
Well, I got to say, out of all the things I was expecting to not work well, the Siri stuff was at the top of my list for sure.
Yeah,
I wasn't actually expecting this to work that well, and a lot of the cool whiz bang features that they showed on stage seemed to only work with iTunes movies. So, and I don't watch a lot of iTunes movies. Most of the stuff I watch is on Netflix or Amazon. So I wasn't really expecting to use a lot of those features, but it does suck that it's not working well for you. That's their marquee feature.
That's the marquee feature, right? Yeah.
I'm surprised that you actually have one of these and haven't mentioned it. Did you just get it?
No, I had it a couple of weeks.
didn't occur to you that you might want to mention that? Talk about it on the show. I'm glad that Buster brought it up.
Well, we're not supposed to talk about it. You know, I don't want to get banned on the app.
Oh, so you're under.
so this is all hush hush. But you've got to cut this out.
I'm just going to insert one long beep. into that segment. It's going to be like 30 seconds long. So you can't say anything else about it then.
Well, I can, but you know,
well, I don't want you to get,
you can't download third party apps. So all you can play with is, the stuff on iTunes, you know, TV shows and movies and music.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, you know what I spend most of my time doing is sitting, watching the beautiful live screensavers. They're it projects up a big, big picture of like the Golden Gate Bridge or flying across the New York skyline. Mm-hmm. And it's absolutely stunning and beautiful. And you can just, they're mesmeric. I mean, I can just sit there and watch these things. And in fact, I do. Sit and watch it for hours. Our app, you know, I don't know if it's actually suited for the Apple TV. I probably should admit this.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it'll be interesting to see when they get third-party apps on it and what you can do with it.
Well, they just started accepting apps recently, didn't they?
Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And it's going to be exciting. I mean, I think you know, like the idea... And the potential is going to be great. I mean, it really could be fantastic. And I really look forward to seeing what developers do for it. But, you know, so far, my limited experience. One of the things is nice is the setup. The setup's really slick and easy. You can get it to pair with your iPhone, and it'll just suck all the settings, like for your Wi-Fi.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But then you've got to go through this, like, you know, you've got to do all these agreements and stuff like that. And actually, I had a hard time working out how to use the control, the touch-sensitive remote.
Really?
Initially.
Uh-huh.
Well, because I was so used to the old one, you know, where you hit menu or play pause, and everything's done through that. So I'm sitting here hitting the buttons, and nothing's happening. And it took me... I'm ashamed to admit, an embarrassingly long time.
Let me guess, it took you all day.
Well, the touchpad itself is a clicky button.
Oh, okay.
Which I didn't realize until I think I accidentally, in frustration, I was so frustrated, I just squeezed it and it clicked. I was like, oh my God, it really is that it? The touch sensor stuff works pretty well, and it actually really is a nice way to get around. It's like it's a lot easier than going click, 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 you know, with the old one. You know, we have to go up and down a menu.
Uh-huh.
This one you can swipe with your finger. So it's just like using, you know, the touchpad,
mm-hmm.
The keyboard touchpad on the 6S.
Oh, right. Okay.
So
does
it's just
have
like that,
inertial, you know, scrolling? So if you like flick, you know, over to the right, will it scroll, then slow down and stop?
I don't know, to be honest. I don't know. I haven't tried encountered that.
So
it just crashed. So, oh no, here we go. It's
okay. Back. Well, I mean, again, it is not fully baked yet. Although I guess you are using the Golden Master, but I'm sure they're going to have some of these little smaller things ironed out before it gets fully released. And it goes on sale Monday. Is that right, Buster? Monday? I'm vamping to look for the date. Monday the 26th.
Pre-sales are Monday, and they're supposed to ship later in the week.
Okay. So hopefully, with any luck, we'll all have our Apple TVs by the end of next week. Buster, are you going to buy one?
No, not. I don't know. I don't think so. I'm not, especially if there's problems like Leander's saying. Maybe I'll wait a month or so.
Yeah, I'm
wait a month.
I don't know.
Well, how are you going to hold out that long, Buster?
Hey, I know. That's a while though for me.
That is like a long time to wait for a device that you actually really want.
I wouldn't say I really want it because I have my current Apple TV.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But this one has Siri, Buster.
It has Siri, and you know, but there's not going to be a lot of games for it yet. There's not going to be a lot of cool stuff for it yet. You know, I think I'm not really in a rush because the Apple stuff on it isn't that mind-blowing to me. I think the third-party apps and all that is what's going to make it really cool in a couple of years.
Me too. I think that's going to be the stuff that I actually end up using the most because, as I said, I don't really use iTunes all that much for consuming content. I have a Chromecast. I have an Xbox. I have a media PC. I have an Amazon Fire Stick. And I think that's it. So,
oh, really? Is that all?
Yeah, that's all I have is all of them.
You don't have a DVD. What about a DVD player? Don't
no.
You have a DVD player?
Well, technically, what about a set? The Xbox plays DVDs. Yeah.
Okay.
But I do not have a VHS player, and
no LaserDisc.
I have no LaserDisc any longer. Yeah, I just got rid of that. So I got to clear up some HDMI ports so I can actually fit this thing in there. Actually, I just had to buy an HDMI switcher to expand my ports. Anyway, Jesus. My point being, I am looking forward to getting my hands on it. I'm actually super excited to get my hands on this device. Leander, the UI is really kind of amazing on the Apple TV, isn't it?
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, amazing.
Wow-inducing.
Yeah, it's pretty good. It's responsive. I mean, the it's all flat, so the icons are all flat. Although, actually, I'm sorry, what am I saying? They got a little bit of shadow on them. Yeah, but it's really the touch stuff. You know, when you flick around with your finger, that's super responsive. It's very quick, you know, Siri responds like immediately, and so it's pretty responsive. It plays. It looks great when you play it.
I guess that's what I mean. More than amazing, I meant beautiful. The UI is beautiful, isn't it?
I guess
that actually matters to me.
Well, you know, to be honest, really, you're not going to be. You know, look, you're right. It does look good. Although I've seen, like, you know, the best UI I've seen, at least, you know, in a limited capacity, was AT&T's horrific UVerse service.
No.
Which doesn't work at all. But like,
but it looks really
I was playing with a demo in the store when I had to go get my iPhone fixed or something like that. I get a new SIM card or something. And, you know, it gave you it was really good to see all the previews of all the TV shows that are on, all the movies you could get. It was like colorful. It was really logical, you know, compared to Comcast, which is what we have at home. Even though we have the new X1 service, like, I don't know, you know, it's not intuitive.
Yeah.
And this seems like pretty intuitive. I mean, but you know, like in the limited setting of using iTunes and scrolling through movies, I mean, you know, there's not much else to see really.
Here's why I'm excited about having a beautiful UI, because inevitably, what ends up happening is you're like going to watch something, right? You're eating something, you want to watch something, and you don't actually end up watching anything because you spend your entire dinner just scrolling through the movies that are available and looking at stuff that you don't actually want to watch. And then your time browsing the menu is over and you're done with dinner and you don't actually watch anything. All you ever do is just use the UI to browse your options browsing while you're eating. So I need to have a good experience while I do that.
Yeah, well, now you mention it, I'm flicking through the iTunes, looking at my music library, and it really does look great. And they've done a really nice job of laying it out. So they have all your albums, but then you also have all of these different playlists that Apple has set up in between. And actually, I don't know, how did this happen? All of the album covers are there.
Whoa!
All the iTunes
magic
artwork
of
is
the internet.
What is going on?
This is crazy.
Yeah,
see,
and it's really responsive.
Huh?
This looks really good, actually. This iTunes looks really damn good. Wow.
It's a review in progress as Leander uses it. He's just going to sit here and go through each app one by one. In any case, pre-orders start on Monday. There is a 32 gigabyte model that will be $149. I think that's the one I'm going to go for. There is a 64 gigabyte model that will cost $200.
I don't understand why you. Yeah, why do you want more?
I don't know. I don't know why.
Because a lot of apps have to. They can only be like what, 1 gigabyte or less than that, and then they you have to use downloadable content and stuff. So
unless you're planning on downloading a ton of content,
yeah,
or a ton of apps, I don't really see any points in getting a lot of space. What I'm really hoping for is the native Plex app, because Plex said they were going to be building an app for the Apple TV. And then that way I can just stream everything from my media server, which is on my network. And that would be fantastic. That way I don't have to store anything really on the Apple TV itself, except for games and, you know, apps and stuff. And then I could just stream everything from my network. That would be ideal. But they didn't say when they're actually going to have that app available. So in any case, let's move on. Buster, let's talk about OS 10 update, shall we? All right, and we're back. Buster's back with us. Buster, what happened?
Oh, I think every time you ask me a question, I'd get dropped or something.
Yeah, bad internet connection. Gosh. But we got you on your phone.
Yeah.
And the crappy part is that we didn't realize that as we were about 10 minutes into the show after we got you back, that I wasn't actually recording anything. So
yeah.
Here we are again, about to have deja vu again.
My deep insights got lost.
You guys missed some of the deepest insights I've ever heard Buster drop on this show. I mean, the things he said about the burrito emoji were profound. Life-changing, I think. Okay, so we're going to move quickly past these, Buster, since we've already done this, I think, two or three times now.
Yeah.
Tell us, marquee features, OS 10.11.1 and iOS 9.1, because we just got both those dropped on us like they're hot.
And El Capitan, yeah. Lots of Microsoft Office fixes.
You don't say.
I've heard a few people complaining about like Outlook screwing everything up, so that's all better. Uh-huh. Yeah, super awesome. That's lots of bug fixes.
Okay.
And then lots of new emojis. That's mostly for both of them. It's all about the emojis.
Tell me, Buster, which emoji is your favorite one?
Probably the unicorn? Lion. The lion, man. He's just so cute.
The lion?
You didn't see the lion.
You didn't see the lion and the scorpion? Oh, yeah.
No, the scorpion, though.
I saw the spider.
Yeah, and there's a spider, too. Yeah.
You're not going to say the one that was the obvious choice, the burrito?
The burrito? I could have gone with the burrito, but lately I've been on a tacos kick, so I should have gone with that.
So you guys are lucky because you live in areas where you probably have great burritos and great tacos. Oh, there's not a lot of places in Seattle where you can get good tacos, good burritos.
Ah, that's sad.
The best place is actually this little cart. It's always the carts, right? That's or like the food trucks rather that sell you the best like burritos and tacos and stuff.
Yeah, the holes in the wall.
Yeah, exactly. Like the ones with the rats scurrying across the floors. Those are always the best kind.
It's because it's like dirty and authentic and, you know, tasty.
It's dirty and authentic.
That was horrible. I apologize.
Well, no. Are you looking at what's the one next to the sushi? It looks like a cookie with a doorway in it.
A cookie with a doorway.
Oh, you don't know what that one means? It's a cookie, a doorway into the cookie factory. I don't know. That's what I've been clamoring for.
Next to the ice cream.
Yeah, I don't see which one you're talking about. Yeah, Leander, which one is your favorite?
Well, you know, like I was saying earlier when you weren't recording.
Yeah. Tell me again. Too many. Tell me again.
There's
I forgot.
There's too many emojis. I've got emoji, you know, I have anxiety, emoji anxiety. I don't know which ones to choose. Uh-huh. And it's like, should I go with that face with the tears streaming down? Oh, no, I don't know. You know, what is that? Maybe I should go with the other one, the new one with the zipper or, you know, with the tears on the side of the head or, you know, like I'm not emoji literate.
Well, I disagree with you. I think emoji choice is like freedom. You can never have too much, Leander.
I know, but you want to convey the right thing. You know, I don't want to say, I don't want to send some, you know, something that me, you know, like what's the one with the aubergine, right?
What the what?
Well, what is it now? I mean, Netflix and chill, right? It's supposed to be.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean? If you're someone with an aubergine and then a cat face, that probably means, you know, I mean, I don't want to send that to my mom, do I?
I would not send your mom that, no.
Oh, to my daughter. She would understand, but my daughter might. She'd be like, what the?
Wait, so you said a what machine?
Yeah, right.
Oh, exactly. No, what were you trying to tell? What was the first emoji? You said it twice. I still don't know. Still
an
don't
aubergine.
Know. What the heck is that?
Oh, eggplant.
You called it a what?
An aubergine. An aubergine.
I'm hearing what you're saying, but I don't understand what you're saying. An aubergine?
Aubergine, yeah. That's what they call them in England. It's an eggplant.
They call an eggplant an aubergine in England.
Well, that sounds like French.
That is one of the weirdest fruit / vegetable names I have ever heard in my entire life. No one should use that word for anything. An aubergine?
Come on, all of our British listeners will be nodding their heads in the.
usually your British mannerisms, you know, I can at least understand what they are, and they're like a tweak on something that maybe we would say, but that one is truly...
This one is all new.
It's definitely strange, yeah.
Yeah, it's an eggplant. Just looked it up, yeah.
I'm going to go to the grocery store and ask them for one of those next time I go. Okay, Buster, as far as updates go, that's pretty much it, huh?
Yeah, it was a pretty weak update.
Yeah, well...
But you know, lots of emojis.
Tons of emojis. That's good for everyone. Good for us. Good for freedom. Emoji away, people. And tell us what your favorite ones on Twitter are just by tweeting them at us. I would love to see them. We also got a Watch 2.01 update, but that didn't have anything of note in it. Did you guys notice anything?
Just more emojis.
Just more emojis, yeah.
better battery life.
Have you noticed better battery life?
That's what I heard, yeah.
Well, I heard that it was potentially addressing battery drainage, but I haven't noticed any myself. Although I will say, the other day, I got to the end of the day, and normally my Apple Watch is at, like, you know, 40%, and at the end of the day, it was at 5%. So something was going on that was draining all the battery life, and maybe that was an app of some kind, or maybe that was a bug. So hopefully that will resolve itself. Okay, let's talk about... this real fast as well, Buster, because I thought this was worth mentioning. We got a new YouTube app this week.
Yes.
And this is big changes for YouTube. Do you care to describe what happened?
They're turning YouTube into a subscription service and putting like some content from creators behind a paywall. So you have to pay $10 a month if you're on Android or $13 a month if you're on iOS.
Yeah, what the heck? So if you're on iOS, it costs you more.
Well, because you know, they say that Apple takes 30% of their any subscriptions they make.
Yeah.
So they have to. It's Spotify did a similar thing. Like you can go and set up your subscription online, and they'll give you $3 off a month or something.
But you can go and sign up for this on Google, right? And then just use the YouTube Red app.
Yeah. Okay. So you can get around it.
Okay. So at least there's a way to get around it. This is an interesting play from YouTube. And I was like, there's no way I'm going to pay them $10 a month just to use YouTube ad free. Although yeah. I have noticed in the last 2 days, I don't know if this is just me or if this is actually what they did, but I've noticed a ton more ads play in the videos that I watch. Usually I would see a video or an ad maybe like once every like 5 to 10 videos. And now I was telling you I was on a PewDiePie kick, Buster. I was watching just all PewDiePie's recent videos, and I saw an ad on every single one before it started. Do you guys see ads on YouTube very often?
Oh yeah. It's like, please wait 45 seconds while your ad plays, and then you'll get your video. That's pretty much everyone.
Maybe it was just the kinds of videos I was watching previously. They just weren't showing ads against. I bet you they never show Leander any ads on the videos he watches.
No, I see loads. Well, the whispering videos, there's tons of ads.
what are they advertising?
I don't know, hearing aid
sex
products,
toys?
Stuff like that. Yeah, you know, I don't know. Whatever the algorithm throws up. Earplugs, headphones.
Okay.
Waxing.
So, Maybe they are playing the same amount of ads, but still, I'm not going to pay them $10 a month. Is anyone going to go and pay YouTube for this?
No, not at all. I mean, that's, you know, it's just another subscription service is another thing, you know, like how many can you have? I know everybody wants to have their own standalone streaming product now, but it's almost gotten ridiculous if you think you know, we're going to buy all of these, you know, yeah, subscribe to all of them. And YouTube, I don't think it's going to be, and I don't think people our age are going to be too into it. Maybe for younger people, because they get a lot of entertainment from
it. But here's the thing. If you're younger, let's say, I mean, because if I had to guess, I'd say a lot of PewDiePie's audience are, you know, under the age of 15. $10 a month for yeah, someone that age is a lot of money.
Right, exactly. So, you know, there will be a few kids that have it if, you know, their parents will pay for it. But I don't think most adults are going to pay for it because, I've been getting this for free forever. Why would I, you know?
It is interesting, though, that they really did sweeten the pot. So if you watch a lot of YouTube and you're like, yeah, I would never pay to watch it ad-free, they are including a free subscription to Google Play Music Unlimited with the $10 a month. So if you're on the fence and you were thinking you didn't want to, you know, pay for it and you want a music streaming service as well, and you don't mind using Google Play, which actually isn't bad at all, then actually it's not a bad deal at all. You're getting a ton of value because you can also use the YouTube Red app to save videos offline and watch them later. And you can also use Background Play, this is something they should have enabled on the YouTube app anyway. And it will allow you to make your screen go dark or use a different app and still have the video playing in the background. I thought they were going to build this into the YouTube app for free. I'm surprised to see that they're going to charge you to use this feature. Well, I think that's kind of bogus.
Well, I think it's kind of smart because you're like, oh, yeah, that's a really sweet feature. You're going to make me pay for it?
Hell no.
Google devils. But they're also releasing a new music app as well later so that you can build playlists from YouTube music videos and stuff and listen to it all offline as well. So it's kind of, in some ways, a good alternative to Spotify.
Is that going to be the YouTube Music Key app? Or the service,
I think so.
Which has never really made a ton of sense to me because it's like there's YouTube Music Key, which allows you to play videos or music videos on YouTube service and hear those songs for free. But then they also have Google Play Music. And if you buy a subscription to one service, I was reading, you automatically get a free subscription to the other service.
Right.
So it's really kind of confusing. The whole thing is like a big jumbled mess of different subscriptions that you can pay for, and then you get the other ones for free, and you never really know exactly what you're getting.
What?
No comment. I just blew your mind, didn't I? Boom.
Pretty mind blowing.
Yeah, I think that was Buster's cue to say, let's move on from this. Okay. Yeah. In any case, the YouTube Red app comes out October 28th on iOS and Android. And if you are one of the suckers, people that want to pay for ad-free streaming of YouTube, you must be watching a lot of YouTube. I'm actually impressed. It will be $10 a month well spent for you. Okay, before we move on, I want to say thank you to Squarespace for supporting this episode. Buster, you know how much money we made on our Bustard's Beer Kits website?
Billions.
We made so much money. I haven't even counted it all. It's just sitting in a huge pile in my home, like the Cult of Mac offices, the entire floor is just covered in wads of cash. But I had a great idea, and I think this one's going to be the one that really puts us over the top. And we might be able to retire after this. So let me pitch this to you.
Okay.
You know what everyone loves at Halloween time?
Candy.
Candy, yes. But more
costumes.
Than... more. Bing, 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 bing. More than costumes, they love sexy costumes.
Oh.
And I was thinking to myself,
sexy
Buster costumes. So these are costumes that you may wear that will make you look sexy on Halloween because everyone loves sexy costumes. But Buster will be modeling them. And I haven't thought of a good URL yet. I was thinking maybe scantily clad bustercostumes.com.
Okay.
And I want you just to get this in your head. Buster in the sexy French maid costume.
Oh, French maid? I was thinking like a banana hammock a la Borat.
In the Borat onekini?
Yeah.
The green.
With the chest hairs popping. Right. Boom.
Now that is sexy. Or maybe the sexy janitor.
Okay.
The sexy...
Or the sexy plumber, where I'm wearing just shorty shorts, denim shorty shorts.
That's right. And you have the reverse cleavage. It's not on the top, it's on the back. That's going to be one of our best sellers. Let me tell you what we're going to do. We need to get all these costumes ordered. And we could set up a Squarespace e-commerce website, because getting an e-commerce website set up is usually a huge pain in the reverse cleavage. You don't want to do it because you have to hire a developer, or you got to pay someone a ton of money to get the whole thing set up for you. And a lot of websites will actually take a fee of every item that you sell. Squarespace includes an e-commerce website in your monthly subscription. So you can set up a normal website, a blog, a website that features your artwork, your photography. And if you want to sell products, boom, you can turn that on. It's a breeze to add a ton of products, add your images, and then have people pay you. And you'll just have the money rolling in. And you won't even know what to do with it, because you'll be selling so many of those reverse cleavage plumber costumes that you'll just be ready to retire. And I think that needs to be our next move. And if you're with me, I'll get that set up for us. And we'll do that. And for those people listening, please buy our Buster Sexy costumes. But if you're wanting to sell a product of your own, there's no better way to go than to check out squarespace.com. Get set up with a 2-week free trial. They don't even need your credit card number. And within mere moments, using their very simple drag and drop system, you'll have your entire website built. You don't need to learn any code. The entire thing is very intuitive to use. And you'll have your products in there, and you'll be selling in no time with a very beautiful website that scales to any device that visits. Squarespace.com. I want to thank Squarespace for supporting this episode. Make sure to use code CULTCAST at checkout for 10% off any subscription that you end up ordering. That's code CULTCAST at checkout. Alrighty, guys, let's wrap up with this story, shall we? As you know, we just celebrated Future Day from Back to the Future. Did you guys do anything special for Future Day?
I avoided all Future Day posts at all costs.
Did you not see that awesome costume on Reddit where that guy dressed up as Marty McFly on a hoverboard?
No, I did not see that.
You missed out. Okay, I'm putting that in the show notes. Make sure you check out the show notes for one of the most amazing Marty McFly costumes I've seen. I'm assuming, Buster, you were a big fan of the Back to the Future movies.
Yeah, I totally love Back to the Future. Who didn't? It was other than me.
I bet I know somebody that didn't.
No, I love those movies.
Wait a second, what?
Well, the first two, anyway.
Wait, but I don't think we heard that clearly. Leander, could you say that again?
I love the Back to the Future.
Whoa, my! I don't know what to say.
I think that, they're genius. They're super fun, brilliant, almost flawless, clever.
Yeah, I can't believe what I'm hearing.
Come on, I like a lot of stuff. I'm just critical of stuff I don't like.
You like a lot of stuff. It's just mostly stuff that people haven't heard of before. Anything that's universally loved, like the Back to the Future franchise, which is beloved by all.
Right.
I just expected you to be like, oh, Marty McFly is the worst. Terrible plot.
I really like Michael J. Fox and the whole thing. The whole movie was brilliantly conceived, brilliantly done.
Okay, so you didn't like the third one.
No, that's the one with the cowboys, right?
Yeah.
No, I didn't like it so much.
I kind of like that one.
I loved that one.
Yeah.
Should I revisit?
Yeah, I would. I mean, the entire thing is on Amazon Instant Video now, too, if you have that. If you have Amazon Prime, you can watch those for Freelander.
Oh, okay. All right, I'll check it out.
They're all three on there. And so I thought it'd be fun to do a little bit of Get to Know Your Cultist Future Day edition. And I was going to ask you fellows, which one of the movies was your favorite? If you had to choose between any of the three, which one would you watch? Leander, I'm going to guess not the third one. Between the first two.
That narrows it down, yeah.
Which one would you watch?
Oh, yeah, the first one.
The first one's your favorite? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Buster?
I think I liked the third one because I think that was the only one I actually saw in theaters as a kid.
Oh, you didn't see any of the other ones, huh? Okay.
Those came out when I was like not even born.
Yeah, those came out in 19... I think the first one was 1985.
Yeah, I think the third came out in 94, and I do remember going to see it. And,
it came out that much longer?
I think the
second one was 89. I guess that's every 5 years.
Maybe I'm wrong.
Huh, every 4 years.
Back to the Future 3.
Irrelevant. Yeah. So the third one would be your favorite one.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, yeah, it was in the West. I love Western.
Dude, Mad Dog 10 was in it?
Yeah, yeah.
He's a fantastic character. I think we're going to have all three covered because I think I would go number two.
What? Will they actually go
Back to the Future?
Biff takes over and everything too, right? And that
It always reminds me of that scene where they go to the future and Biff had secured the
Biff
almanac.
Tower.
Yeah, spoiler alert, Biff steals the almanac. And they go to Biff Towers, right? And that the city, the way Biff, you know, recreates it in his own image always reminds me of Donald Trump. Like, well, I feel like that's what he would do to America.
He was the inspiration behind that.
Was he? Thing.
Yeah, that's what they were talking. I saw that, I don't know, yesterday, some interview with the guy that played Biff. And he said the entire character was based off of Donald Trump.
That is hilarious.
Like Trump Tower.
Yeah.
You know, exactly like that.
That is so funny. That's always what I thought of it as. And now that he's running, I was like, here we go. Here's America. Okay, so I'm going to go with number two. And I guess my second question would be, you get to travel forward in time 30 years or backwards in time 30 years. But you can't come back. You have to stay there and live. Or we can go actually back 60 years or forward 30 years. So you can do the 80s or like the 50s or
forward or back 40 years.
Well, you can go back. This is so confusing. Let's just do the same time zones as the movies. I'll describe it that way. So you could do the Western, you could do 1985, or you can do the future. Uh-oh. And since the future in Back to the Future 2 is this year, we'll go forward like 30 years. So you can go to the future, or you can go to the 50s, or you can go to the Old West and live there forever. Which one do you choose?
Live there forever.
Yeah, you can't come back. You have to stay there.
Well, I mean, the future
Doc is
tempting.
He's going to destroy the time machine with a train. So your pick will be permanent.
Oh, going back to like the Old West, like, I don't know. Me and my buddies always talk, oh, it'd be so awesome if we just had horses and, you know, it was the lawless times. That would be pretty cool. But
that
I'd
would be
still
cool, but you also
future.
Have no doctors. Like,
yeah, exactly.
Doctors back there putting like leeches on you in order to heal you.
You'd have to eat that. You'd have to drink that stuff. And the medicine guy, right in the Times Square, he's just selling that snake oil. One of them falls under the ground and it hisses, and a snake's head falls out.
That's right.
Yeah, you'd have to drink that stuff. Yeah.
You got to go with all of it. So it's like, yeah, because I was thinking the West would be really cool, but I was thinking about that stuff too. It's like, what happens if you get sick, you know, or a rattlesnake bites you? It's like you're pretty much done. There's nothing to do.
Yeah.
Plus, Mad Dog Tannen could come. Get you over a matter of what was it, $64 or something?
Yeah, and I'd probably end up being run out of town on a rail, right? You know, tarred and feathered.
You'd be like the British gentleman, like the landowner.
Oh yeah, but all those characters they don't do very well, do they? Remember what was his name, Bob in Unforgiven, played by Richard Harris.
I don't remember.
He comes
that.
To a nasty end.
Does he? Is he British?
Yeah. All the British guys in the Westerns, they're always like, you know,
they always end up
cowards
getting killed.
Or villains. Like, they never start. They never get the girl, do they?
I can't
right up
any.
To the sunset.
Yeah, right. No, they don't.
Plus, they've got really bad teeth. Worse than 80s teeth like I've got.
80s teeth. Yeah, the British... In the Old West, I think that their teeth were somewhat over exaggerated as far as dental health goes.
Yeah, it's like, you know, teeth like Johnny Depp in Pirates of the Caribbean.
That's right.
Wooden dentures and
so on par with today's dental health. Then,
well, that's what my teeth are like now. Yeah,
I was gonna say, don't you have some wooden teeth? Okay, so time period, Buster. What do you pick?
Future, man, because there's
going
to be so much more cool stuff there. Yeah, yeah, for sure.
That, I mean, it's
true.
It could be.
You don't know what's going to be up there, though. It could be the apocalypse could have happened.
Yeah, you could, like, go forward 30 years and end up in a nuclear cloud.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, but like Terminator, yeah.
That's right. You go forward and it ends up looking like Terminator where all the machines are walking around.
You have to jump into a hole.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, my goodness, yeah.
And you die in a pile of human bone rubble.
Right, some time it crushes your skull, right? Right.
You appear, you turn around, and some cyborg is there, and he grabs your neck, lifts you into the air.
In fact, it's going to be Waz's segue, isn't
That's
it?
That's right.
Like, sentient.
Waz is going to be there.
Also he's going to be a like, cyborg.
He's going to be like covered in scars, and his bottom half will be like cyborg. And he'll have like an eye patch on, and he'll be driving, like leading the cyborg battle with his segue. Get him.
Right. Yeah, that sounds really bad.
That sounds great, Buster. Yeah. Good pick.
Cool.
Okay, Leander, what are you going to do?
I don't know, man. Well, 60 years ago is what? 55?
So, yeah. So you either get to live old Western times or in the 50s or like you have to go forward 30 years from now.
I don't know. Yeah, that was 10 years before I was born. So my mom would have been 10. She had to wear a gas mask. She in London.
Wow,
smog was so bad that they kept all the gas masks after the war.
Wow.
She had to, you know, on days when the smog was really, really bad, the London fog had come down and all the coal chimneys are chucking out, you know, coal dust into the air. She had to stick a gas mask on.
That sounds wonderful.
It sounds just like the Terminator future, doesn't
it? Yeah,
it
does. Yeah, yeah, for sure.
And then she'd get hit by a big bus or something, dodge a bus.
Well, you can stay here. You can stay in the U.S. during that time if you want.
Yeah, but that was also the time of, like, rock and roll, right? So that was the beginning of teenage subculture when rock and roll was just taken off and Elvis, Bo Diddley, Chuck Berry. I mean, that must have been hugely exciting.
Yeah, the Beatles.
Discover that, yeah. Well, they were a bit later, weren't they? But I guess, no, I don't know. Was it 55?
But you'd be there at their inception. You could be like, really, you could be like one of the first groupies.
I go down the Cavern Club, yeah.
That's right. You might even be able to like swindle your way into the Beatles and be like the fifth member because you know how big they're going to be. So you like just like meet up with them and like try to figure out what instrument you'd play. Probably the tambourine, I'm guessing.
I can't even keep time with that. But,
what say you, Leander?
I think, yeah, I don't know. That sounds pretty good. 55. If you know, I mean, you're right, because you know exactly what's going
to
happen.
Exactly. Exactly. You can use that to your advantage.
Yeah, right. I can start a record label and sign them all up.
Yeah, I mean, odds are you would end up working for me because I would be going back to the old Western times and setting up Google.
You'd be up there even sooner. Right.
So the Biff Tannen world of the future would be like the Airfon world of the future. It'd just be me. Just me and my empire of all the things that I predicted, just making me money hand over fist. I would own Apple. Steve Jobs would probably work for me. He'd be like my second in command. And
Steve, where's that computer?
That's I'd just slap him.
Me up on
Don't slap me again, Mr. Elijah. So I think it would be cool to live in the Old West because all the air is clean. It's beautiful. And it's just a simpler life. Imagine no internet, no smartphones, no electronics. All you can do is just play your banjo on the porch, read, and chew your tobacco, spit into a bucket. That sounds incredible.
Yeah, you'd be a lot frillier.
I'd be a lot frillier?
Free, I think, freer. You know, it seems as though you'd be a lot freer.
That's oh, freer, like freer, freer.
Yeah,
yeah.
Freedom.
Yeah, yeah, I think it would be a freer.
This is a complete myth.
And you'd also
shoot yourself
like
on your foot when your gun went off, and you'd have like your toes hanging off. You'd be like, oh my God, where's the nearest emergency room?
You end up with a peg leg, yeah. At some point, right. I probably would end up with a peg
gangrene.
Leg. But I'd be in all the cool historical books, you know, it'd be like, it'd be Abe Lincoln, me, and actually, this would be quite a while after Abe Lincoln. Never mind. What am I saying?
I don't remember Abe Lincoln being the Wild
Abe Lincoln,
Bunch.
Yeah, he was
the Magnificent Seven.
He was the same time they made Back to the Future 3, the Old West part. Abe Lincoln was there too. Same time period. All right, well, I think with that, we should go ahead and wrap it up there before I embarrass myself with any more of my historical, U.S. historical knowledge. I'm like, I think Rasputin was there too, wasn't he? I think so. All right, well, that's all the cult cast we have for you guys this week. But if you want to come say hi to us on Twitter, I'm at Arifon, Leander's L. Caney, Buster's BST3R. Come tell us which time period you would want to live in. I think clearly the best one is the Old West. But, you know, maybe you want to go to the cyborg future and fight the cyborg war with Buster. That'd be cool, too. This has been the Cultcast, the best 30-plus minute album conversation you're going to hear all week long. New episodes of the Cultcast come out every Thursday. I want to thank everyone for listening, and we'll see you guys in the future, at a future time, with the cyborg army. Buster, how would you react if you got grabbed by a cyborg?
Ah, oh, I don't even know. I'd probably just poop my pants and cry. I don't know, man. That's the first thing that happens when you pop into the future. They just like, oh,
the cyborg grabs you.
I would have been like, God, chose the wrong option.
I actually think that's the right reaction.
My IMAX screen's gone all pale.
What do you mean?
Everything's pale. It's not, you know, it's a 5K IMAX, Retina IMAX. And
it's like not saturated as much as it was?
No, everything's like really pale, like it's had an Instagram filter on.
Maybe they have something going on in the FaceTime HD camera that measures the color of your face and has your screen matched.
Pasty English.
You turned it on the pasty English setting.
That's right.